The title is, Can Anger Become Your Friend? Is anger your biggest enemy, or can it be used for good? I can honestly admit that I've done a few crazy things when I didn't know how to control my anger. I've punched a hole in a door while I was in seminary. That was embarrassing. I kicked my car and dented the door. That was expensive. I once punched an ice hockey referee by mistake. That hurt my Christian testimony. I'll never forget that one. Have you ever done things in anger? I think we've all at least said hurtful things, haven't we? Done things while in a state of anger? I'm so grateful I had help to understand anger and how to use it for good. And I hope these tips will help you do the same. Number one, anger is neither bad nor good. It's simply an emotion that comes from our interpretations and our thoughts. Number two, the Bible says, in your anger, don't sin. Ephesians 4:26. It doesn't say that anger is evil. It says don't sin when you're angry. Number three, control your temper. Count to 10, call a timeout, go for a walk, and forgive the other person. Number four, ask the Holy Spirit to empower you with the gift of self-control. And number five, reinterpret your situation in a way that does not cause anger. Oh, your Holy Spirit and maybe a good friend can give you insight that will help you. You will, listen, you'll never be able to get rid of anger. Probably not. Oops. Again. Will you ever be able to get rid of anger? Probably not. But you can learn how to control it. I'd also like you to try something a little bit different. Take the energy that comes from your anger and use it to do something good. You can either let anger destroy you and others, or you can use anger to destroy fear and apathy. You see, you will succeed at this because you're a miracle, and I'm Paul Marc Goulet.